A Difficult Proposal. A message from your chair, Barry Koop. By the time you hear this, you will hopefully have received a letter from me explaining the difficult proposal that the board has had to make to end our activity at our Llandudno Centre. As explained in my letter, this has not been an easy proposal to make. Unfortunately, in terms of the charity's finances, the risk of doing nothing is simply no longer viable. In fact, if we were to do nothing and carry on spending more than £10 million per year than we bring in, then it would not be long before we'd have to start the process to fold Blind Veterans UK. I believe it has been right for our charity to have a period of drawing down on our reserves in the past, as this has enabled us to support as many blind veterans as possible. As the National Service generation reached an age where sight loss was more likely, we needed to be there for them. However, most important now is to ensure that this wonderful charity is still here to support all of you who need us today, as well as those who need us in the future. Of course, I'm aware that many of you will be finding the news unsettling and will have many questions about the proposal. For this reason, we have put together a comprehensive question and answer, which you will hear later in this issue of review. As it says in my letter, if you have any further questions or concerns, please do email us at memberinfo, that's all one word, memberinfo@blindveterans.org.uk, or call 0300 111 2233 in the first instance. Your caseworker is also ready to support you as needed, and as more information becomes available, both myself and Adrian, when he returns, will be sure to share this with you as quickly as possible. Later in review, you will hear an article that clearly demonstrates just how important it is for us to make sure we are here for the future, about our fully funded work with the World Health Organization, passing on our expertise to Ukrainian health professionals. The changing nature of modern warfare means that right now, it's expected that any future British servicemen and women engaged in combat would, sadly, be far more likely to suffer from ocular injuries than in previous conflicts. This has played out in Ukraine, likely due to drone attacks, so we need to be prepared. I would like to end by assuring you all of my commitment to this charity, the charity that enabled my war-blinded father to live the most fulfilling and successful life. I can assure you that your Board of Trustees will do all we can to ensure Blind Veterans UK will transform many more lives into the future.